So, this is Irina Lotvin's podcast, Going Life. Today is the number one session that I want to talk about myself and my journey. I want to talk about how did I get into coaching and where am I now and what is my journey look like. So, I started becoming interested in the mindset of yoga when I was about 19 years old. And I just had this internal feeling that I was searching for something at that young age. And I'm 61 today and still practice yoga, that would give me that sense of belonging to a universe. I wanted something bigger than myself. I did not know God, and I wanted to know something else. And this ancient practice of yoga really talked to me. So I was a young kid living in New York, studying my first college year at Parsons School of Design in New York City, and really going on my dream job. I always believed that you have to follow your dreams, and I had a very successful fashion career for 22 years, and the yoga was my base that I would come to. Meditation was birthed from it. I started the yoga when it was not popular still, in 1978, something in those years, where it still was considered a voodoo. And today, of course, it's a whole different mainstream. Population is totally embraced it, and yoga, as you know, is everywhere. I was fortunate enough to start my yoga training with a little place on 23rd Street and 8th Avenue called Sivananda Yoga Ashram, and it felt like home. It wasn't one of those yoga places that had you today do all this splits and fast movements and loud music and so much evolved out of, you know, the real yoga that I knew then. Luckily, I had not strayed away. Always came back to that Sivananda style yoga, which was founded by the Swami Sivananda, who was originally actually a medical doctor in India, turned to yoga, and opened up retreats all over the world, founded the one in New York. And since, there have been many centers, probably around 200 or more today. Anyway, my basis today of my existence is if I don't do yoga daily, and it could be not the same yoga that I used to learn when I was younger. It's not the 2-hour yoga, but even doing 15 to 20 to 25 minutes a day brings me such peace and vibrancy for the rest of the day. And of course, meditation as part of it. Anyway, so, you know, I was always connected to my body and always connected to my purpose. And so my life took me to an interesting journey. I traveled the world with my fashion business and worked for some major companies. And I was always in touch with my creative part, but I always was also in touch with my business side. And as a kid, I always loved to explore. I would say I'm pretty intuitive type of person. I think you develop it if you are working with art in young age. And I was exposed to art when I was about 10, 12 years old. Friends and families, major artists, you know, in Russia where I grew up. And since then, it kind of got under my skin, and I was always interested in, of course, I was exposed to museums, you know, mom taking us kids constantly to see ballet and listen to classical music and going to museums whenever we traveled. So I was exposed to that a lot, and I guess a lot of it did make a stamp. You know, my mom was a aficionado in the world of art and theater and music and art. So I always stayed true to my artsy kind of internal side. And it took me on a road to, after my 22 years of fashion career and having a kid and having a family, decided to explore something else. And that something else was a calling that I developed when I was working a lot in overseas, especially in Hong Kong. Got exposed to acupuncture, and so that always made me feel good. But when I became older and decided to, you know, take my next step into a new career, I decided that would be an interesting step to move myself into and discover how this magic that I always felt so wonderful after I would get a treatment works. So I ended up taking on a journey to learn acupuncture, and that was quite intense. Interesting deep dive into culture of marrying Western and Eastern psychology, medicine, soul, body, and spirit. And it was just a wonderful journey, and I was fortunate enough to go to a very good school. And I learned classical Chinese medicine. The journey was tough. I had to learn anatomy, pathophysiology, and get exposed to a lot of Western way of thinking. But it was beautifully laid out and orchestrated, the teachings. And we always would look at comparing Western diseases with how it gets translated into Chinese medicine and how to view a client. Quite an interesting journey. Anyway, move forward. I worked in acupuncture under some really wonderful acupuncturists, getting trained and in internships with very well-known lineages of Japanese acupuncture, five-element acupuncture, which deals more with the emotional part of it. And so I was very fortunate to be able to practice it. My mom got sick at one point with cancer and undergone chemotherapy, and I was just exiting from my school and learning, and I was so fortunate to give her the treatments to support her and make her feel at least more comfortable while she was on chemo. I also learned a lot about the foods that would supplement and decrease inflammation in the body while she was going through therapy, and how to recoup, you know, the very, very toxic effects of chemotherapy. that she had to take in her body and to detox the system and cleanse it. So I had to learn a lot during those 5 years, and gave me a chance to be there around her and support her. So it was an interesting journey there as well, and I was so grateful that I was able to apply my knowledge. And then moving forward, my mom passed away, my parents passed away. Dad went shortly after. And I was practicing acupuncture and noticed a lot of times that people would come when they have things that are no longer working in their lives, with pain, emotional distress, and physical, spiritual, a lot of anxieties and frustrations. And even though they would start feeling better after the treatments, what I found that when they would go back to their daily routine, they would eventually go back to their old habits and old ways of doing things, that food related and just everyday related habits that actually brought them to the place of dis-ease into their bodies. Our bodies are extremely powerful mechanism, and when dis-ease, which I really do make an accent on saying it's dis-ease, happens, the body talks. The body gives us messages, and if you don't listen, then you'll get more pain, and then you get sick. And so the body sends us messages for a reason. If we pay attention, we can change the course of our health. So my disappointments came that people would get better. Of course, the Chinese medicine does work wonderful, and not for everything, not 100%. Western medicine has its place. I'm not giving any judgments against it. Car accidents, you know, trauma, emergencies are a wonderful place to count on. But in generally, I found that medical doctors are trained to basically alleviate symptoms that we're having in our bodies, putting bandages and giving medications, but not really addressing the root cause, which I'm fortunate to have learned that when I was learning Chinese medicine. And so what I've noticed in my years of acupuncture is, and I would get disappointed that I would talk to people that what they should do and how much they would have to drink and sleep and exercise and have different types of food intakes and not neglect their bodies, pay attention to stress and meditate and take walks in nature. And usually people would go back to their own ways of being, and then fast forward, they would be back again into the office. So it gave me almost like I had to repair the broken shoes all the time. And I didn't like that. I started disliking it. So I recently turned into something that I really am passionate about, a coaching career. And the coaching career allows me beautifully to have a person retrain their habits, rewire their nervous system, become tuned in with their body signals that is so powerful and so beautifully mechanically put together, that actually puts them back again on the course of healing and on the course of losing weight as a byproduct. But feeling great, getting more energy, and just feeling all good about themselves. And so I'm so grateful that I can help my clients in stories that are amazing, even after 2-3 weeks of doing my 90-day program. I'm getting such great results. It's people are testimonies are the ones that are speaking louder, you know, than I do. But I finally found a passion that actually can help people reverse their disease, their discomforts. You know, the body gains weight because it's not working properly. Something is out of tune, and realizing what have you been doing to your own body is a big aha moment, and reconnecting the dots. And I am so grateful that I can be part of that journey with my clients, and the success stories are just amazing. And I am just very fortunate, you know, to be there for them and supporting them. So this is my story for today, and we'll dive into different podcasts, and I would address different issues and different stories, not only of my clients, but of different categories in which I work with my clients, and talk more about healing your body, healing your soul, healing your life. So you are on a journey. You're here only once, and take full responsibilities and care and love for one and only you are. Till next time.